When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
RC is in the building in a championship fit. How we feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling good. I just watched Stephen A. just chill and let Shannon and Dan go at it. Then he gonna try to cap it off at the end all smooth and like he coming off a general hospital. I see you over there, What's happening?
You know what I do. You know, Stephen A. say he had the flu and he needed me to take up a little extra slack for him, so I got him today.
Hey, you like Scotty, carrying Mike. Also, too, so last week on Friday, Shannon, Stephen A. conceded that all of y'all's New Year's resolutions were wrong because all y'all talked about being best dressed. And so I just want to know, have you conceded as well and just going to give it up to me?
RC, we're still in January. Look. I'm that mannequin that's in the department store. When they go see the mannequin, you like, man, that's a nice fit. You might not like what's on him, but it's a nice fit. When you see this mannequin-esque physique, you already know how the fit is.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying, Stephen A? You know what I do.
Oh, so you're saying, wait, Shannon, so you're saying you won because of the statuesque body, right? So that's what you're saying.
Look at the fit.
You can make a T-shirt look good.
Okay. I'm not talking to you, man.
You all are hilarious, but I do like that.
Thank you.
Fresh.
Yeah, smart,
all right, let's get into it, guys. Lamar Jackson, he's been elite in his two career playoff wins with the Ravens averaging 27 points per game and Lamar having just one turnover. However, in the losses, the Ravens averaged just 10.5 points per game with Lamar having 8 total turnovers. Here he is on that loss.
I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell. But I feel like our team, we're gonna build. You know, this offseason we're gonna get right, get better, grind, and try to be in this position again, but on the other side of victory.
There's always gonna be questions, comments, opinions. You know, that's just with humans that can speak and have a mouth. That's most people are going to do that day in and day out. So, you know, who cares? Honestly, that's how I think about it. I really don't really care about the opinions of him nor the team. At the end of the day, he's the leader of this team.
Stephen A., are you concerned that Lamar Jackson will be the next great quarterback without a Super Bowl?
I think there's a legitimate reason to be concerned. I think that when you look at the Baltimore Ravens, how could it get much better of a chance than this? We saw a Kansas City Chiefs team that did not resemble themselves throughout the year. We saw Joe Burrow go down to injury. We saw Deshaun Watson go down to injury. We saw Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins show that when you get them away from South Beach, they can forget how to play physical football. They get out to play football, at least to the degree that they're capable of doing so. And we saw the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, their kryptonite is whenever they see Patrick Mahomes in the vicinity, they're ready to run because they just can't find a way to overcome it. So I think when you look at the plethora of situations that exist within the AFC, and you take that and you juxtapose that to Baltimore's defense and the weapons that they had offensively, you have the number one seed, you have home field advantage, and you don't get it done. Why should I believe there's going to be a better chance than what we just witnessed with Lamar Jackson about to win league MVP, with them being able to run the football, with them being able to throw the football because finally you had receivers to throw it to. It was supposed to be OBJ. It was definitely Zay Flowers. To a lesser degree, it was Nelson Aguilar. Mark Andrews had gotten back. And then the defense holds Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs to 3 points the final three quarters. You look at all of those different things, and I'm just of the mindset that was your best. I'm not saying they can't win a Super Bowl because you don't always have to be the best team in order to capture a Super Bowl championship. But I do believe yesterday was their best chance for the foreseeable future. And again, these quarterbacks going to be back. How are you going to give Joe Burrow another chance? Justin Herbert now has Jim Harbaugh. Patrick Mahomes ain't going anywhere. Tua Tagovailoa ain't going to get worse. Josh Allen ain't going to get worse. What's going to happen? The opportunity was missed by the Baltimore Ravens. So it doesn't bother me if somebody says Lamar could be the next great quarterback without a Super Bowl, because he'll win two MVPs, but he'll be the only one of the 10 quarterbacks in NFL history with two MVPs that doesn't have a Super Bowl championship.
So, since you guys are so well-versed in basketball, I'm going to bring up some names to you, Stephen A. Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
We could go to Karl Malone.
Yep.
We could go to
Stockton.
Reggie Miller,
That's
John
right.
Stockton. All of those people played when Michael Jordan was in his prime. This is the same sort of problem that the AFC quarterbacks find themselves in when you're looking at Patrick Mahomes and you think about Joe Burrow winning one and having an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. And then early on in his career, it was Tom Brady who went into Arrowhead and won the AFC championship there. So I think that's a big problem impeding Lamar Jackson and any quarterback in the AFC. And now on the other side of that, it's what makes Lamar Jackson any different than Dak Prescott? What makes Lamar Jackson any different than Tua Tagovailoa right now? Lamar Jackson had an excellent regular season, not for the first time. Probably every year in his career, we've looked at him during the regular season and said he's one of the best players in football. He's the most dynamic player at the position, the most unique player in all of football. But this year, you do have the number one overall defense. This year, you do have Todd Monken, which was supposed to expand your game and put you in a different place when it came to a big-time game against a player like Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. To me, this is the worst performance by Lamar since he's been a pro. When you look at the playoffs and you compare it to who he was during the season, Lamar Jackson didn't show up for his team. Lamar Jackson couldn't overcome Todd Monken not running the football. Lamar Jackson couldn't overcome Zay Flowers fumbling the football. And if we're going to sit up here last week and talk about what Josh Allen didn't do to win a game against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, we got to talk about Lamar Jackson in the exact same way. The Kansas City Chiefs scored 17 points. I know how the game started. I know that they were behind early. But if you're Lamar Jackson in an offense that has been scoring over 30 points a game, you can't now come into the playoffs and not even score half of that. That's on eight. When you think about the Isaiah Likely pass late, Lamar Jackson, you have to know to make a better decision. And here is my biggest problem. Lamar Jackson played this game like he was trying to prove to the world he could win a football game in a way that they didn't believe that he could. He doesn't have to prove that. What he has to prove is that he could just win, period. And when Roquan Smith says he's the leader of this team, you gotta go lead. They believe in that dude. They're supposed to believe in that dude. And when Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are at their most vulnerable, you have to go win. And so to me, I am absolutely concerned. I believe he has all the talent in the world to do it. But to this point, this was his best chance, and he didn't show up, which troubles me.
I agree. I'm not as hard on him as you guys are. I still believe that it's early in his career. If had he on the backside of 10 years, he's still a couple of years in front of 10 years on this side. But your best players have to play the best in big moments. Lamar Jackson didn't play well. And you're absolutely right. When Josh Allen didn't get it done against Patrick Mahomes, we beat him up. But see, the thing is, RC, you and I, we have to, because of our complexion, we're the same complexion as Lamar Jackson. So if we're honest, if we have an honest and open conversation about Lamar, we get labeled Uncle Tom's. Because we can't critique his play. We can't say Lamar didn't play well. He had a fumble. He had a horrible interceptions. He was only 54% throwing the football. And you made every excuse. You blamed Greg Roman. Although Greg Roman helped get him an MVP unanimously, you blamed him when Lamar would falter. You said, well, he ain't got no receivers. Look at who he's throwing to. Willie Snead IV. And he's throwing to this guy. He's throwing to that guy. They go out and get him Bateman, first rounder. Zay Flowers, first rounder. They get him Odell. Likely he's playing unbelievable. And now what? It's still somebody else's fault. That defense, the Baltimore Ravens defense held the Kansas City Chiefs to 3 points. 3 points for 3.5 quarters. How many did Lamar get? A team that averages 28 points a game, how many did he get? He got three. I believe there's still a chance that Lamar could get to and win a Super Bowl because he has that kind of ability. But in big moments, Lamar Jackson has yet to show up when the team absolutely needs him to. And that's the thing. A lot of times what make these great quarterbacks historically great, when you take an aspect away, you take the running game away. We've seen Manning, we've seen Brady, we've seen Mahomes, we've seen other great quarterbacks go win those type games. Yes, you are a run-reliant team first. But if Lamar Jackson is to be believed as what he is, he's got to win this game. You're never probably going to see Kansas City as vulnerable in the postseason as you had them coming into this game. They're going to make moves. They're going to get better wide receivers. They're going to get more speed at the linebacker position. This was your best chance. Because, and here's the thing, you mentioned those great players. If I'm a great player, it wasn't like Charles Barkley played back. Stephen A., you could attest to this. Charles Barkley had a 50-something point game against Jordan.
That's right.
He averaged 30. Karl Malone played well. Guys played well.
Yeah.
We have yet to see Lamar Jackson in big moments when it needs to matter, and he's going face-to-face with another one, play well in the postseason.
Isn't this the Peyton Manning argument?
Yes.
Are we back in that place where Peyton Manning was?
We killed Peyton.
Peyton Manning was having those MVP seasons.
Yep.
He was playing extremely well
losing
in the regular season.
Losing 41-0 to the Jets. Getting beat every year by Tom Brady. Yes, we had the same argument, and I made the same argument last night on Nightcap. Until Lamar Jackson quiet the critics, they're going to talk loud, and they're going to get more and more bullhorns, and they're going to speak louder and louder because he's about to be a two-time MVP, and we saw what happened come playoff time.
Lamar Jackson has a passer rating below 80 in 5 of the 6 playoff games he's been in. Now, that is nothing compared to what this man does during the regular season. And so, again, as I said when I started off the show, when I said there's no other way around, it hurts me to say it, but it's a choke job. What's the definition of choking? It's not if you perform badly. It's when you perform exceptionally until the moment arrives and then you perform badly.
Mm-hmm.
That is what epitomizes choking. It's what we saw yesterday.
And that's the and isn't that the hard part about evaluating Lamar right now? Because even with it being a low passer rating, Shannon and Stephen A., Lamar is so much more than that.
Yeah.
Where was that yesterday? To me, and I wrote them down in my notebook, there were 5 different opportunities for Lamar Jackson to go out and be the best athlete on the field. There were openings and chances where he could have gotten first downs, where he could have created big plays simply using his legs. That's what makes him special.
So what do you attribute the missed moment to?
What I attribute it to Lamar Jackson figuring out this year that if I could scramble to pass, I can make plays downfield. And once I do that, I create a different dimension for this team. But that doesn't mean you have to take away what you do well. It doesn't mean you have to go out and prove to people that I can win football games this way because I've been successful doing it all season. Steve Spagnuolo said this, Lamar Jackson, you're going to have to beat us from the pocket. You can't accept that if you're Lamar Jackson. You can't say, oh, you want to sit me here? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to play football that way. No, put pressure on the defense. That's what you do. I don't care if they got 7 defenders, defensive backs. I don't care if they got 6. We're not reverting back to where you were your first year against the Chargers. You're the best player in the NFL this year. You got to go show that. You got to go take it.
What?
Don't. It's okay to revert back to what you're great at. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter if they say, oh, you won the game, but you used your legs again. Who the hell cares? Get to the Super Bowl and win.
What
and to me, the pressure won.
When you watched that game yesterday, Stephen A. and RC, you know this. Spagnuolo says, I don't believe you can throw the football from the pocket, and I'm going to heat your ass up.
That's right.
I mean, they blitzed him over and over and over and over again. Because we know you can't throw the football from the pocket consistently. And because you want to prove your critics wrong that you can, you refuse to try to escape and make plays with your legs. So now you help the Chiefs.
Shannon,
because
so
they scared
like
to death of you getting on the perimeter.
Shannon, sorry to cut you off. So you feel like the critics got in his head and he didn't do what he did best?
No.
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 Yeah, it's
If Molly, he takes off 15 times, I ain't got a problem. If he got 20 carries.
Is there a comp for this, RC? Molly, somebody that shows out in the regular season and you feel like once the bright lights in the playoffs
James
come.
Harden. Yeah. There was a time that James Harden was the greatest scorer in the world.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that you could do with him. And we've seen him in finals games, or we've seen him in clinching games not show up. Mm-hmm. And it's not the difference is, though, it's not from a lack of want to for Lamar Jackson. It's not from a lack of being prepared. It's in the moment overthinking it. And we have to remember this. Football is definitely a team game. And I heard Stephen A. say this in hour one. Zay Flowers scores. This is a different football game. It's 17-14. Now you put pressure on the Kansas City Chiefs. But we didn't say that when Stephon Diggs dropped the pass last week.
Right.
We expect our best players to be their best when it matters most. And the honest truth is, Lamar Jackson has not. Yes, you played well in the second half against the Houston Texans. That's not the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And he has to assess that. And he also has to understand. I know he was saying that they're upset and they're mad because this was the year. Shannon knows this better than anybody. When it's your year, you better win it.
But win it.
When it's your, because that don't, it don't mean you're going to get back to this position or be the team that is supposed, or the team that's with the stacked roster, or the team that's in the better spot. You have to win it now, and Lamar let this team down.
No way around it.
Stephen A.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson had two more rush attempts than Patrick Mahomes.
Don't make no sense.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, RC, the Niners. Aren't going to lie, the Lions had them in the first half, but the second half was all Niners, staging the 17-point comeback to return to the Super Bowl for the second time under Kyle Shanahan. Detroit catching heat for two critical failed attempts on fourth down in the second half. Dan Campbell, talk to me.
They were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back, you know, and it's easy hindsight, and I get it, you know. I get that, but I don't regret those decisions, and that's hard. You know, it's hard because, you know, we didn't come through. We wasn't able to work out. Sometimes you can only say so much. You got to live it, unfortunately, and you got to get your heart ripped out, which we did, and it's a lesson learned. And look, I told those guys, this may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here. I'm well aware, and it's going to be twice as hard to get back to this point next year than it was this year. That's the reality.
All right, RC, here's what I need to know from you. How much of that collapse are you putting on Dan Campbell?
Well, I think you always put some of a loss on a head coach, but I'm not going to put those things on Dan Campbell's decisions to go for it on fourth down, because that's who he's always been. That's who he was when he took this job. as the head coach of the Detroit Lions when they won 3 games in his first year. Started the second game, the second year, 1-6. It was about building this team, not only building this team, but building confidence that they could find ways to win football games. And he was trying to knock the San Francisco 49ers out. And you're going to look at it in hindsight, it's 2020, and say, okay, if they kick the field goal, they go up 17. If they kick the field goal and make it, now they're tied. But they also have to make it. And so when you look at Dan Campbell and the way that he's coached this team, we can't applaud him for throwing the football late in the game on 2nd-and-9 against the Los Angeles Rams in the wild card round and then hold that against him when you lose to the San Francisco 49ers. Bottom line, this was an entire team collapse of the Detroit Lions in the second half. The coach played a part in it, but when you're Josh Reynolds, you got to catch the football. When you're Jared Goff, you got to make the throws. When you're a defensive player that has an opportunity for an interception, you have to come down with it. This was about both players and coaches, yeah. But yes, some of the blame goes on Dan Campbell.
But if he had delivered, we'd be saying, what a gutsy call.
Absolutely.
We'd sit up here. You know how that goes.
100%.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
Welcome back to First Take. Let's talk GOATs, shall we, gentlemen? Patrick Mahomes has 14 career playoff wins in his first 7 seasons. My goodness, having passed Tom Brady for the most in a player's first 7 seasons since 1950 with the Chiefs' win over the Ravens. Mahomes now has more AFC titles than Brady in his first 7 seasons. And with another Super Bowl win, he will tie Brady, who won 3 Lombardi trophies in his first 7 seasons. All right, we got to witness greatness with Tom. We're witnessing it again. Shannon, tell me this. Would you rather have Brady or Mahomes for a one-game win-or-go-home situation?
I'm taking my homeboy because he can do everything Brady can do and more because of his legs, his ability. We've seen it time and time again. We saw him do great runs against the Texans when they were down 24-0. We saw him against the Tennessee Titans go down. We saw him last year in the Super Bowl take off on a bum ankle against the Philadelphia Eagles and pick up a key first down. And we saw him yesterday time and time again get himself out of harm's way, the way he can change arm angles, the way he can throw the ball, roll left, roll right, throw the ball with accuracy, and throw the ball over the top of your head. We're talking about the first 7 seasons. The guy has 70 touchdowns in front of Brady and almost 7,000 yards from where Brady was at the same point in their careers. Give me Pat, my homeboy.
Yeah, I wanted to make this like a good argument and go the opposite way, you know. And I know you guys are the stars, so normally if y'all both on one thing, I go on the other thing. Mm-hmm. But I ain't finna sit up here and lie. I'm taking Mahomes as well. When you think about all that this dude has done since he became the starter. In his first year, he had over 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. And when a player starts like that, sometimes you often wonder, okay, how is he going to improve his game? What is he going to add that could be better than what we saw initially? Here is what he added. On the last play to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I think it's a microcosm of how he's evolved. Rashee Rice, who's become his number one wideout, was doubled. Travis Kelce blocked, released late, and he was going to be the check down guy. The person who was open was MVS. Now, we all remember that Monday night football game against the Philadelphia Eagles. MVS is behind the entire defense. Mahomes basically hands him the football, and MVS drops it. After the game, they asked Patrick Mahomes about that play, and he says, I could have thrown it a little shorter to make it an easier catch. Now, everybody who's ever watched football know good and dang well Patrick Mahomes didn't have to change the way that he threw that football, but he took accountability. He said, I have to be better. And he's continued to go back to MVS. So on that play, instead of forcing it to Rashee Rice, instead of taking the check down to Travis Kelce, you go back to last week, two big throws to MVS. He goes to him in that moment because he's empowered MVS to be more than he was early on in the season. It's not just about what you can do with your talent, it's how you can make others around you better. That's what leaders do. That's what the great ones do. Tom Brady had it. Patrick Mahomes now has it. But on top of that, he has the arm talent and can do things with his legs that Tom Brady could never do. In a winner-take-all game, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I ain't stupid. I'm going to listen to the two Super Bowl champions I got on the show doing an admirable job of filling in for my tired ass. Let me be very, very clear right now. Let me be very clear right now. The answer to this question is Patrick Mahomes. And I say that with no hesitation whatsoever, but also with profound respect for the greatness of Tom Brady. Yeah. Once upon a time, we looked at, you know, the Roger Staubachs the world and the Bart Starrs of the world, and then Joe Montana came along, and we looked at the Joe Montanas of the world, and then Tom Brady came along, and then now we've looked at Tom Brady and with the greatness that he exhibited for over 22 plus years, and we see a guy in Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, let's look at Patrick Mahomes for what it is. When Tom Brady was winning those Super Bowls early, as much as a welcomed addition he was to the squad, and Bill Belichick made that transition from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady, the New England Patriots defense at the early turn of the century was what was making things happen in a lot of people's eyes. That's what they were saying. And Tom Brady didn't hurt you. He certainly assisted tremendously, so I might add. But the defense was what they stood on, okay? And then later on, you saw his greatness just elevate more and more and more. In the case of Patrick Mahomes, we've been seeing that greatness from day one. From the moment he became the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, six straight trips to the AFC title game, three Super Bowl trips, two Super Bowl titles. Coach. What are you going to say?
All right. How many Super Bowl rings does Patrick Mahomes have?
Well, can
two. No. You had your time.
No, I didn't, actually. You actually jumped in. You actually jumped in on me.
It was going too long. How many rings? How many rings does Tom Brady have?
Seven.
Okay.
Can I answer that question?
Are you guys serious right now?
Let me get up. Do you know, Molly?
This is disrespectful to
You know, Molly, do you know that Patrick Mahomes hasn't even been in the league long enough to capture the Super Bowl titles that Tom? If Patrick Mahomes had won a Super Bowl every single year, He still wouldn't have enough right now.
But you're already going to crown him.
You're all about resume.
Because of longevity of work. Well, again, over the first six years of his career, one could argue that the resume is more illustrious when you go six straight trips to the AFC title game, when you've won two Super Bowls already, when the Super Bowl that you lost was because you were running for your life because you had no offensive linemen. And then, oh, by the way, now you're in your fourth Super Bowl in 5 years, potentially about to win your third Super Bowl. Those are things resume-wise.
He had a Hall of Fame career after turning 30. He had four Super Bowls. You know what this kind of reminds me of? How you forgot about Beyonce after you went to the Taylor Swift concert.
I never forgot about Beyonce, and you turned into a Swiftie. So what have you done for me lately?
Molly, here's the difference in your arguments.
Disrespect.
You're asking us about one football game. You're not asking us about a resume. You're not saying who has been the GOAT throughout their career. What you're asking us is, who do we think is best suited that no matter what the skilled players all are around him, who is playing defense on his team, the guy I would take to win me a game is Patrick Mahomes. How? Because if you look at it, who has more arm talent? Patrick Mahomes. Who is more athletic? Patrick Mahomes. Who has shown that they can be clutch? Patrick Mahomes.
If you haven't seen Tom come back in a Super Bowl,
yes.
Remember the epic
comeback? Did you not watch Patrick Mahomes just come back last year?
Was that better than the Brady comeback in Atlanta?
Well, see, we're not talking about better. We're not talking about better.
Talk
you
about
asked one game.
Yep.
I said, give me Patrick Mahomes because Patrick Mahomes can make every throw Tom Brady can make and ones that he can't.
Hey, I have a question. Did Tom Brady have as strong of weapons around him as Patrick Mahomes?
Now it's about weapons.
This year,
no, I'm just wondering.
This year,
well, am I changing the argument?
Sure.
But I'm just saying, no, did Tom Brady have that type of...
This year and last year for sure. And now, to your argument, when Tom Brady finally got an elite receiver in Randy Moss, the first year he did put up sort of Patrick Mahomes numbers. But when he got to the Super Bowl,
they lost to the Giants.
They lost.
Right. Oh. Your Giants.
Oh, you're going to remember
your
the
Giants.
One year. Yeah.
So, the Giants is your favorite team.
He beat your Giants. You already forgot
Molly,
about
can
Tom.
Can I ask you a question,
up.
Molly? Molly, yeah. Is Gronk any good? Was Gronk any good as a player?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
But you make it seem like he...
But there was a lot of time it was kind of like no-name receivers and a makeshift offensive line, and he still got it done. And you know I'm right, Shannon Sharp.
Hello.
Your whole name?
You like this offensive line Patrick Mahomes got? You like this offensive line?
I don't know his middle name, so I couldn't do the full government name. Shannon, I'll see you in L.A., all right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Saturday night, we had another epic LeBron versus Steph showdown. The game went to double OT when Steph hit a clutch three, 4.7 seconds left in the game. But LeBron came out on top, hitting clutch free throws to secure the win. Bron finished with 36, 20, and 12. Steph had 46. Shannon, just take it.
Oh, here he goes.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Now all of a sudden you tired all of a sudden again. You saw the greatness. 36, 20, a career high 20 rebounds in year 21 at the ripe old age of 39. Did it all. Did it all. Oh, I remember I've heard people say he's afraid. I've heard Stephen A. say he's afraid to drive the ball late in game.
I said that a decade ago. That's that nonsense right there. Now you're reaching. Because I said a decade ago.
That's great research.
That's what happened.
That's great research.
When he trying to act like I said it yesterday.
Did you say it?
Yes, many times. A decade ago. I have not said that about LeBron James in a decade because it wouldn't be true.
I'd like to present Exhibit A. Your Honor, I'd like to present Exhibit A.
And that don't
Saturday
count.
Night.
Stephen A. Smith says,
damn right.
LeBron James
back in the day,
is scared
back,
to drive the ball
day,
late in games.
Back in the day, no. He was scared to get to the free throw line back in the day. He didn't want to go. He'll challenge anybody. He ain't scared of anybody. And he'd do whatever he's got to do except going to the free throw line. I did say that over a decade ago. Ooh. I haven't said that since. He looked spectacular Saturday. He looked spectacular Saturday night. That brother is something special. There's no doubt about it. It is what it is. But don't misrepresent my coach. I give you enough ammunition. You ain't got to make it up, Shannon. You ain't got to make it up. For something like a decade ago.
What you mean he looked phenomenal on Saturday night? When has he not looked phenomenal in 21 years?
Oh, there's been plenty of times that he hasn't when he wants to take nights off. That's right. He can do what he wants to do. Hey, by the way, do you know I don't have LeBron James as a starter in the All-Star game? I picked Anthony Davis. You know why I picked Anthony Davis?
Because LeBron said
so. Because LeBron said so. LeBron said he's the leader. This is the guy. 25-12 with 2.5 blocks a game. I need this brother. So we all know LeBron is great. He can do what he wants to do.
I need you to make reservations for Boyle or Craig because you're going to lose that Anthony Davis bet. That's what I need you to do.
That's true.
The
reservation has already been made for Boa.
Thank you. I made it the other night.
I know you got it.
Boa's fire, too.
It's fire. He ain't going to miss 15 games before Valentine's Day. You got it. I already made the reservation the other night. We going there. I got you.
Are you guys going on Valentine's Day? Because that's
no,
cute.
We're not going on Valentine's
Day. Oh, I didn't know you said it was by Valentine's Day. So I was just wondering if
Valentine's Day is a man-made holiday.
Molly.
Don't be one of those guys that doesn't
Molly's
like Valentine's
trouble.
Day.
Yeah. You're going to open up a Pandora's box.
Don't do that.
He's telling you. All right, go ahead.
Molly, just because you sitting up there looking like a bowl of 2% milk, you always try to get something slick in. You slick, Molly.
Exactly.
You're smiling. Get on us, Shannon.
That's right.
All right. Here's this week's NBA Wednesday matchups. Two marquee returns, beginning with KD and the Suns are in Brooklyn to take on the Nets, 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Then Damian Lillard goes back to Portland as the Bucks face the Trailblazers at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on ESPN. NBA Countdown tips off the night, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. If a woman says she doesn't care about Valentine's Day to my friends at home,
she's lying.
So still do something. Back to the NFL. Shannon, we'll have to go. She got to like
his dogs. You know what I'm saying?
One of his dogs was so cute. I got to get focused. It was so cute. You posted on Instagram. Back to the NFL, where there's been four quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl within their first two seasons, with Russell Wilson being the last to do so when the Seahawks won Super Bowl 48. Brock Purdy has a chance to join that list if the 49ers beat the Chiefs and win his fifth career playoff game. All right, RC, Purdy showdown in the first half. Did he put to bed all the criticism, Mr. Irrelevant no more?
No. He's definitely not Mr. Irrelevant anymore, but of course he didn't put to bed all of the criticism. Those criticisms are going to stand until he wins the Super Bowl. But I will say this. I listened to Dan's segment on this show. In my mind, Brock Purdy did quiet a lot of my criticisms, and here's why. I've watched him execute with everything being ideal. I've watched him be able to distribute the football where Kyle Shanahan had it dialed up to go through his progressions, be able to do that with anticipation and accuracy. What I didn't see was you elevate your team when Deebo Samuel was out. What I didn't see was with Lamar Jackson on the other side of the field facing the number one defense, I didn't see him play above the X's and O's. And I listened to Unk in the first hour. Unk, I got to disagree with you. When you look at what Brock Purdy was able to do, Brock Purdy has separated himself from Dak Prescott. Brock Purdy has separated himself from Tua Tagovailoa. Brock Purdy has separated himself from guys like Kirk Cousins, from guys like Justin Herbert. He was asked in the most pressurized moment to be the best he could possibly be. And you know what magnifying glasses do, right? Think about this, Unk. You in the club, right? You vibing. And she got on makeup, you know what I'm saying? She got her good weave in, her good wig on. And then the lights come on, right? You know what the lights do? The lights show the imperfections, right? Some of them scatter, and some of them walk closer to you. When they were looking for Brock Purdy's imperfections, he got closer to him.
Brock Purdy became more
of himself. He used his legs. He played above the X's and O's. Brock Purdy, in my opinion, if I'm looking at those two games Saturday, Brock Purdy did what we would have expected Lamar Jackson to do. Brock Purdy trusted himself.
We agree with
Brock
that.
Brock Purdy put the football where it was supposed to be. Brock Purdy won the football game. Down 17. We always ask our best players to show up in the most important times. We can't continue to knock the Josh Allens, knock the Lamar Jacksons, knock the Dak Prescotts, and not praise Brock Purdy for doing the very thing we ask all of them to do. Does this mean that he's in the top three of quarterback talents, that I believe he's an elite quarterback? No, but he better than all them. He's proved himself that in the realest moments, he could step up and be a difference maker. And that's what you ask quarterbacks to be. And Kyle Shanahan hasn't had one of those in San Fran.
I agree with you. But no, what I told D.O. was trying to tread where he's a top this. I never said he wasn't top this or top that. Mm-hmm. I said I wanted to see him in a ball game where he falls behind early and every throw and every possession matter.
Right.
And for the last 2 weeks, he's given me that opportunity to see and to judge him. And I have to give him credit because he came through with flying colors. He came back against the Packers. He came back against the Lions. But he still has to finish it off. Only if and when he finish it off will there not be questions. The reason why we have questions about Lamar, he's about to be a two-time league MVP.
Yeah.
But in the big moments.
Mm-hmm.
So, I asked D.O. this, RC. If he goes out there and he plays a game against Kansas City like he did against the Ravens,
right,
are we not going to have the same questions that we had before the last two games?
Nope, you're absolutely right. That's why I said.
That's all I was saying.
And that's why.
Yeah, there's going to be criticism. That's what I'm saying. No. Like, I don't think he's quieted all of the criticisms, but he has answered a lot of questions.
He's answered a lot of questions.
And my question to this, though, Stephen A., is we always compare these guys.
Okay.
Right? So when you're thinking about Brock Purdy, let's just take the NFC.
Right.
What quarterback right now, maybe Matthew Stafford,
that's right,
that we're saying we expect more from or we've seen more from than Brock in the big moment?
Only Matthew Stafford in the NFC. A damn sure ain't Dak Prescott, I can tell you that much. And we can't say Jalen Hurts right now because of what transpired this year.
Yeah.
You know, when you more than doubled up the turnovers that you had committed the year before. And obviously, y'all wet the bed over the last 7 weeks and losing six of those games. So it would definitely be Stafford first and then obviously Purdy. I would tell you that he hasn't put all the criticism to bed because you got a Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
You're going up against the very best. Let's see how you perform. But I'm also piggybacking off of how we saw him perform against Green Bay. We saw him step up and deliver when it counted most, which are the moments you and Shannon talk about. But we also saw him struggle throughout that game before the moment, okay?
Yep.
And so against a young Green Bay squad, you could get away with that, okay?
Yeah.
You ain't going to get away with that with Kansas City.
Yep.
And so that's what we've got to wait to see before we can say that. But we appreciate Purdy and what he means. He ain't Mr. Irrelevant anymore.
Yeah, I think that's why I was where I was last week, because I hadn't seen him in those moments that Unc is talking about. I hadn't seen him with that adversity. But you throw a pick early, you get down 17 to a team that is washing you, and you find a way to win, that's big.
Yeah. Shannon, why are you so feisty today? You didn't have nightcap last night? Like, what's the deal?
Oh, yeah, we always have nightcap. Yeah, we had that.
So
we
what
had,
is it? You,
we had
you
88,000 in the live chat.
What happened?
Yeah, I had a ton of people in the live chat, right. Y'all were deep.
I don't want to know about the live chat.
Bobby.
He needs to be censored. I don't need to know about the live chat.
Let me tell you something right now. First of all, admiration and props to them because it's a damn good show. That's number one. But number two, and more importantly, admiration and props because I'll be damned if I'm thinking about doing something post-games the way they do. No. I'm trying to go to sleep.
Well, listen, that is nightcap after dark.
That's right.
If you know what I'm saying.
Me and Stephen A about to do a Disney unplug. Don't worry about it. We're gonna get a Disney unplug.
No, you're not, because I'm not gonna be there to police that, and I need you here on the show. No, you're not.
We're not gonna invite you. You're probably nagged us to death about what you're worried about us doing.
No, I don't need you two getting suspended. That's the problem.
That's why I called Disney unplug.
No.
That's like VCR cut.
No, not doing that.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. From the field to the suite, the Chiefs are entering the Super Bowl in full stride, thanks in part to a potential good luck charm and Taylor Swift. Hey, when Taylor's in attendance, the Chiefs are 9-3, including their huge win in the AFC Championship game. Travis Kelce has scored 5 of his 8 total touchdowns this season with her in attendance, including 3 in the last 2 weeks. Oh, and he broke Jerry Rice's record yesterday. So she's bringing a lot of good vibes there. Stephen A., what's your reaction to Travis play with Taylor in the crowd?
Well, I ain't hating. I mean, listen, man, she clearly is. She certainly isn't affecting him negatively. That brother's been balling, and he doesn't have a negative effect on her because she's winning everywhere she goes and whatever she does.
Absolutely.
So, and as long as that's the case, I don't know why people. And by the way, she really seems like she's feeling him, and vice versa.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I don't know about the rest of y'all, Stephen A. But when your boy had one of them things up in the stands, I showed out. That's what I did. Okay. You know, Travis Kelce and I played the same position. So right. I can imagine him knowing Taylor up there watching. Oh, boy, I'm about to do this thing here. Okay. I tell you, I know this for certain. Clark Hunt was going to make sure she was going to be at the Super Bowl, even if Travis Kelce didn't, because she is good luck to the Chiefs. She will be in attendance, and I'm all there for it.
Has she done the Super Bowl halftime yet?
Huh?
Has Taylor Swift done the Super Bowl halftime yet?
They've been asking. They want a band.
They should.
But she doesn't need it.
Well, she doesn't need
she
it.
She should do it.
Usher's going to turn it out, though. Usher's going to turn it out.